News Radio, WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer. Cleveland.com checks in on a couple of events when it comes to food. Mark, how are you, partner?
I'm good. Hey, Bill.
I want to get to our Pizza Fest in Akron. Got some news on that. But first, what are our friends at Edwin's up to?
Yeah, it seems like we can't go a few weeks without Edwin's making news for one reason or another. They've scheduled their annual festive culinary fundraiser party, and this looks like a good one, called La Bastille. Of course, French Liberation, and Edwin's is a fine dining French restaurant. And this is coming up in really in just a few weeks here on July 17th, and it's going to be at the Edwin's Second Chance Life Skills Center. Now, again, this is an organization, nonprofit, that does not take any donations for, or I should say, any support from the government. It does take private donations. And this is a fun party. Obviously, this is an organization that trains and hires recently released incarcerated individuals. Brandon Krastowski doing a great job. This party is billed as a Parisian-inspired summertime soiree with New Orleans flair. I think that's a really colorful way of describing it. Think French cuisine, drinks, live entertainment. There's going to be an after party at Shaker Square, so they're going to take you just a few blocks away via a little shuttle bus. $125, and you get a ton of great food, entertainment, great cause. So La Bastille coming up Saturday, July 17th, to benefit Edwin's and their great mission over in Shaker Square.
All right, now let's not be nervous. We're going to talk about two events back to back. I know it's been a while since we've done this kind of thing coming out of this pandemic. University Hospital Sibman Cancer Center over the years has had some tremendous events with the five-star sensation. They've drawn some national chefs into town. Of course, there are some great chefs around here as well that help out in this event over to Cuyahoga Community College in Highland Hills there on the east side. And, you know, we all know the past. So talk to me about the future. What's the status of this as far as going forward?
Right. This is Five Star Sensation is a biennial culinary event. And this was held, has been held for years in Highland Hills, as you said, over at Tri-C's Eastern Campus. It was held under two cavernous tents. I mean, these were massive tents. Great fundraiser, raises a lot of money for a great cause, the Sibman Cancer Center for UH. They did not have to cancel last year because last year they were not on the schedule. Excuse me, they were not on the schedule to have the event, but they are back on. But because it is a large scale event, they're going to be on the safe side. They've shifted to having three different types of events rather than the giant large scale in person event. So the first part of this is what they call a bite back campaign. This is a simple thing. You go online, you pick a restaurant online through their site, you select an amount, half of that goes to the cancer center, the other half gets put on a gift card that will be sent to you. So that's a win-win right there in my book. There's also chef's table experiences. This is when a gourmet dinner and wine pairing will be prepared by the five-star chefs, and then they will be delivered to your home. You get to pick the size of the menu based on how many people you have. This is a big deal because this event draws not only a lot of the top and best local chefs, but really serious foodies, even way more than me, who understand the rock star status of national chefs. Those chefs show up at this event, so that'll be a fun one. And then finally, there's going to be a golf outing in September. So absolutely great event, five-star sensation back, different format, but it is back, and that will continue for the Sibman Cancer Center.
Tickets, info online. Good stuff. All right, final note, Akron Pizza Fest, it has been announced for Labor Day weekend, right?
Yeah, I like this. We reported a couple months ago that it was coming back, but now the organizers have listed the pizzerias that will be part of this. They want to keep this manageable. There's going to be about 10 total. They've named 7 right now, good ones in the area: Dewey's, Jets, Giannino's, Lorenzo's, Pizza Bogo, Corbo's, and Cameo's are in. There'll be a lot of entertainment. There'll be music. There'll be other food and beverage vendors. fireworks will be going off next door at Canal Park, and just a lot of fun stuff, cornhole tournaments, pizza eating. But it's nice this is back on. This event drew about 15,000 people in its first year in 2019 at Lock 3 in downtown Akron. Took last year off, of course, because of the pandemic, and now it is back on. So this is nice to see. And by the way, it's not only just a fest, but it is a competition. These places really will be competing for bragging rights, for best sauce, best crust, best toppings, things like that. And there's a people's choice vote. So if you go to this, you can vote as well. So that's a fun one. And you're right. 3 days over Labor Day weekend, a fun way to say goodbye to summer. I can't believe we're already talking about the end of summer coming up, but that's a good one.
Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Theater, cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter, mbona30. Got a question about an event or something, also reach him through email. Always good about returning that as well. Mark, thanks much.
Thank you, Bill.